Ardesh delegates, our advisor seminar on combating the fair right will take place after the annual Owen O'Duffy lecture. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. It is the most wonderful time of the career. Can you feel it, Heather? It's Cabinet Christmas. All the little boys and girls are on their best behaviour, hoping the TikTok teach answers their little begging letters. Jobs for the knobs. I thrive on the desperation in their eyes.
Now listen here, you wee lads. You go, I can't stay long.
Sorry, what are you talking about? I need you. You can't leave. I can't speak fluent muck savage to these animals.
You can, surely. Pet them on the snout and don't make any sudden movements. I have to go canvas. Go celebrate me daughter's wedding. There's several quotas. Hundreds going. Hundreds.
But the backbenchers with their single eyebrows and limps will eat me alive.
So don't forget to feed them. I only had time to make 4,000 butterfly buns this morning.
Wow.
By the way, is me fascinator okay?
Sorry?
I nearly got it snagged on the chip on Leo's shoulder when I was putting out 600 chairs.
For goodness sake.
Delegates, the queue for members seeking a cabinet post will open in the Gulf Gate suite at 11 a.m. A reminder that only one at a time now on Big Phil's knee. One at a time, thank you.
Oh, I wonder, will Phil let me keep my portfolio?
You're going to be the Prime Minister!
Oh yes, of course, I forgot. No. I am in charge. I'm a really real boy. I'm very excited about tonight as well. Ardesh live. It's like the electric picnic for gobshites.
Don't forget the ceremonial blessing of the chip fans.
Check.
And the minute silence in honour of
John Bruton
Monaghan dropping down to Division 2 football.
Wow, I've so much to learn. Is there a Big Bang bankable A-list warm-up act for my big speech tonight? Who is it? Are they important?
We'll be having a hay mass to reassert our Christian judgmental values.
Ugh. Well, that's really, really going to be a buzzkill for my Insta-live streamers who are expecting such aristocrats as Moonchow Ray from Homeschool Hub.
You have your shape.
If you're feeling anxious about impending election disaster, delegates are directed to our new meditation room at the back of the hall, which doubles as the Simon Coveney farewell tribute suite. Don't worry, if you go there, you'll be all on your own. Thank you.
Block, block, block. You know, if I was honest, I was expecting some sort of hot ends or surprise celebrity endorsement at the halftime show for Simon's Super Bowl big game night.
Oh, there is a surprise act later on.
Oh, yes?
Charlie Flanagan performing his one-man show celebrating the good people in the RAC.
Ugh.
It's called Come In, You Black and Tans, hey.
What a total facepalm eye-roll emoji moment.
Fogra, a lost child has been found crying. He says his name is Peshkel and he's not running for election. He just wants the IMF to come and collect him before he piddles and whittles all over himself. Ah, the poor wee pet.
Like many grey blue shirts, Simon Coveney inherited his Dáil seat in 1998, falling into office through no fault or effort of his own at the age of 26 and with all the vim and pallor of someone in their mid-50s. He immediately had the presence of a bottle of Tippex spilled in the snow and was repeatedly left in cabinet for years on end, no matter how many times he screwed up or made everyone shiver each time he walked into a room. In Cork City, however, the Shandon bells tolled mournfully this week as news oozed across the Lee that the Merchant Prince was hanging up his empty suit.
Oh, he was a great servant of Cork, no doubt about it. He and his father before him and the whole Coveney family, and sure wasn't my own father. Their great servant, he was. He was a great man, Simon was, for the yachting and the sailing and all that. You know, I think he loved it because he put on the high-vis jackets, you see. And then people might notice him the odd time in the high-vis, you see. That's why he loved the sailing, you see.
Oh, I am sad, yes. He was a complete trip of misery, of course. But he was our trip of misery, do you know? We won't see his like again, absolutely not. No, unless someone else avoids direct sunlight for 40 years. No.
To be honest with you now, I didn't take no notice of him at all for years there. Did he ever left with the Queen in English Market? Was that him? Twasn't him, no? Twasn't him. Oh, I can't place him at all. Oh, come here. I know now, he was the fella on the telly who would say Brexit instead of Brexit. Oh, you couldn't buy class like that. Pure class like.
Outside the NUI Cork, I met Professor Gary Murphy, perusing the Evening Echo newspaper headline, End of Days. Secondary headline, Where's My Jumper? 8 pages of fashion inside.
Well, certainly, no doubt about it, that he heard Simon Harris wasn't going to include him in the new TikTok cabinet, and so Coveney got out of there before his remains were hoovered up. I mean, what the leadership of Fine Gael may not realise is that Simon Colvin, he's actually quite popular down here in Cork City. He was always seen, unfairly in my view, like 4/5 Tough Muncher, 1/5 Tom Ford. And right enough, he might have all the charisma of a nylon suit left hanging on a bollard. He might have been as weak as the Milky Bar Kid with scurvy. And sure, he had the presence of a damp biscuit trod into a carpet. But to be fair, he had a list of achievements, none of which come to mind right now, to be honest with you. I'm sure there must be something there. Maybe his main achievement, in fact, to be honest, was the surname, but I suppose you'd have to give him that.
And that name was Noveny, the man who pioneered the art of deleted text messages after the Zapponi cronyism affair, the man for whom automatic doors wouldn't open, and whom, in the words of Noel Gallagher, as he faced the sun, he cast no shadow. Plastic sheeting, they're all a bit weird down here, so I fit in. RT News, Cork.
Oh, God.
Right, boss. We have to give it a go. Ugh,
so undignified, Louise. Are you sure about this?
He's got 95,000 followers.
Wow.
TikTok's the future, matey Lou.
No, no. I'm the future, Louise. And I've been saying that since 2011. As far as I'm concerned, TikTok is just the sound of time running out for the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Fianna
Fáil. Oh, that's good. You should TikTok that.
Fine, let's try it, sir.
3, 2, 1...
What's up, my merry lunatics? It's your girl, the first ban Taoiseach. As in, when I'm Taoiseach, I'm going to ban the TV licence fee, ban rent increases, and ban people scalping Tay-Tay tickets. Unless, of course, they hook a Sister Swifty up. But first of all, the current broalition is never, ever getting back together. Feel free to quote that over a screenshot of a classic Mary Lou eye roll. What else do young people care about? Vapes. When I'm banned, Taoiseach, I'll ban those too. I'm going to...
Hang on.
Who's that?
You have to take this. It's Belfast.
Oh, God. Hello? Mm-hmm. Really? Because I've just literally... Oh, all right. Understood. Right, Mary Lunatics, turns out I will not be banning vapes, which has always been my stance, just like it's always been my stance that I would not be rerunning the idiotic referendum and referendummers. Don't Google it, just take my word for it and listen to this sick parody tune that's going to go 100 viral. Ready, Lou? Mary Lou, I was defeated, you won the war. Mary Lou, promised to love you forevermore. Wow, 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 Mary Lou.
Collins Cakes!
Ain't I got the contract anyway?
Ugh, the smell in here. The bang of bacon-flavoured bad decisions.
Simon, what are you doing in here? You can't
I'm
be...
here to meet the independent rural TDs to secure their likes, subscribes and follows for the
no, no, don't do it. You can't speak their language. Listen to me.
But of course I can. Out of the way, ringer. Gentlemen, be the hooky, you bag of whores, you. How is it cutting?
Hey, get out of here, you Dublin looter. You.
No, on a point of order, I mean, wink, nudge, spit, belch. Who are you liable to? Who are you liable to? Wicklow is down the country, I tells
you. You take that back! Wicklow is not in the country, it's just Dunleary's version of Wexford, rammed with prads and horses.
How dare you? If you think I'm some sort of city slicker, bicycle lane, licking Irish Times Weekend Magazine, recipe flicking, so-and-so.
Blackout!
Yes, black. Guard, that feels weird. Then you've got me wrong. I feel what you feel. You've heard of Emily in Paris.
No.
Well, Netflix and chill, because there's a culty in Harris. I will fight for your causes. Yeah, boys, yeah. I will find out who is responsible for the death of Fungi, and I will law and order him.
Fungi.
Or they, them, depending on their pronouns.
We don't want woke stuff.
Yes, yes, you're right. Block to that. Block, block, block. Because I'm Simon the Block Guard. I'm more like you than you think. Did you know that I am the same age as one of the two Johnnies?
Wow.
Yes, I married a nurse, for crying out loud. A nurse I shifted after one too many Baileys and crushed ice in the Copper Face Jack's disco hall. So turf munchers, lend me your support, and I won't rest until I put a carvery and a huge flat screen telly up too loud in every Evoke, in every Donnybrook Fair, and in every Fallon and Burn in this country. They don't call me Hucklebuck Harris for nothing. Belch, grind, snort, wink.
You don't seem so bad now, but you've a lot to learn about the ways of the independent TD, son.
But I'm willing to learn, so horse it into me.
Well, no, look, here's how it is. Danny here do say all the bad things about the immigrants.
Unvetted males, foreigners who know where they come from, Wakanda or Nori.
While I do start to play it down on account of me kining it with the contracts for housing refugees.
I see, so talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Or in Danny's case, he talks out of both sides of his backside.
I am not racist, but winning streak was stolen by the Nigerians. He can't be stopped.
Well, never fear, because I will reinstate those winning freaks, and I look forward to working with you all. Like Mike, where is Michael Lowry?
He's relieving himself outside.
Sorry, outside? Why is he?
Outside? You do not know already. Outside. Lowry, you see, is a Jax evader.
Very good, yes. Thank you. Right, so I've got Nocton, Lowry, Barry, and more. Now we're sucking silage.
Off the Ball on News Talk, brought to you by using your GAA kit bag as your carry-on luggage.
Stop hitting yourself.
Okay, lads, how are we keeping after Easter, huh?
Just about recovered, bro.
Oh, man, tell me about it. I was like the man himself, you know. It took me 3 days to come back to life.
Last supper, yeah?
Yeah.
More like the last sesh.
Oh, that's good.
Right, well, look, save your mild Catholic-infused banter for joe.ie.
fair.
Because it's a big couple of days for women's soccer.
Or as I call it, soccer.
Of course.
What can I say? Yeah. I don't see gender on the pitch, lads. Oh,
I think that calls for a bro-gressive love-in where we slap each other on the back for being modern blokes who view women as people.
Yeah, fair play to you, bro. Fair play, man. Yeah, you're making a real difference. Yeah.
Now, the girls in green get their Euro 2025 campaign going against France this weekend. Here's a clip of the manager. God, can't think of her. Female Brian Kerr.
Look, it's, you know, the way the World Cup ended was malogian. We'll give it our all. We'll either win like women or we'll pay tribute to the boys in green. By which I mean a heroic 88 minutes and nothing, then crash out to a scream and defensive error.
Eileen Gleeson there, of course, I just just remembered. Then, of course, the girls will play England.
FAI's hoping for sellout against the Lionesses.
Lionesses. You know, our girls should have a fun name as well.
Oh, yeah, like the Leprechaunesses or something.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
Could stick. Speaking of the FAI, their search for a men's manager continues. This week it was reported Gus Poyet turned them down because he couldn't bring his five back. Room staff.
Now, in fairness, now this country would struggle housing five more lads.
Yeah, housing. Yeah.
Now, I read Gus is trying to play hard to get. He's supposedly interested in Ireland, but he still has feelings for his old team, Greece. You know,
it is all getting a little too Wesley disco, if you ask me.
Yeah, do you know what we need is a benevolent billionaire to throw a few quid at the FAI so they can hire someone good.
Yeah, preferably some tax exile with a desperate need to be liked by the general public.
General public,
Wait, does he still own this place? Or
no, man, we're owned by the Germans who've turned Pat Kenny's show into telly bingo.
Oh, thank God. That kind of big guy was scary.
And I'm going to stop us all right there before any tax exiles sue us.
Coming up after the break, an ad for hair gel disguised as natural banter.
I love hair gel.
Style. Order! Comrades, our intifada was successful. The capitalist bourgeoisie lies defeated as the sun rises on a socialist utopia.
What are you on about, Richard?
We in the People Before Profit Solidarity Rise, AAA, shouty left, finally brought down the Leo Khan Varadkar, and we should celebrate.
Yeah,
and the media not giving us enough credit, but it was actually us posting out of context clips of our TDs shouting on social media that finally did him in.
I believe it was the Social Democrats who forced Leo out with our relentless focus on homes.
No, I totally disagree. It was those of us in the Labour Party who defeated Fine Gael in a by-election, dealing a hammer blow to Leo's reputation those years ago, and a real boost to the working class areas of Sandyman.
You won the by-election, but you'll be saying bye-bye at the next election.
How dare you?
Can you just stop with the Jesus and arguing and focusing on the real enemy here, which is the neoliberal corpo torpor up the yard? How's your father, NCT, ChatGPT,
big
charges, bailout bankers and men in suits. Also them people who don't stack their shopping baskets the right way under the checkout. They're the real enemy.
Well done.
Oh, is that the time? So sorry, but I must go to see if I can accidentally bump into the new theme. Taoiseach.
Hold on! The new what?
Oh, yeah, we were so busy celebrating the demise of the old Taoiseach, we forgot they have another neocon ready to go who's somehow even more annoying.
Of course, so how do we both celebrate the demise of Leo and mourn the rise of Simon Harris? Yes.
Well, what I think we need is another catchy but groan-inducing moniker like Greedflation to get all them people who like our tweets to show up in real life at marches.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll go with whoever's suggestion gets the biggest groan.
Oh, I've got one. How about a march declaring Ivana new government? Oh. Ivana, get it? No?
How's about this one? Election now, before there's no one left. Here's an idea. We'll call it the March Against the Economy, because the economy's been doing us wrong for far too long. It's the Economy. I do believe we have a winner.
Yup, the nurses.
All together now.
Fix the economy. Fix the economy.
And you can stop now because we've enough for a social media clip, which is all that matters.
Foreground, the departure lounge is at full capacity. If you are not contesting the next general election, please make yourself known at the corporate board's recruitment stand next to the fiscal space donut van. Thank you.
It is almost showtime.
Boss.
Yes, what do you want, Neil?
I just thought I'd let you know that I sell 5 books of raffle tickets today, winning.
Fantastic. We're only 12 million short for the election now. Oh. What kind of prizes are we doing? I hope it's cool stuff, important stuff like backwards caps, fidget spinners, movie posters.
So the first 3 prizes are follows from you on TikTok. Ugh. And 4th prize is getting my job as Minister of State at the Department of Biz and Things, because I'm probably getting promoted.
OMG, well, how bad could it be?
They will be Junior Minister for Spice Bags, Potholes, and doing Matt Cooper on a Friday.
Wowzers, that really blows.
Delegates, please note the Helen McEntee Safe Spaces Seminar is about to start in the Peace Wing. Thank
you. Okay, I'm important. I've got to go. Thank you, Neil. I have to dash. I have to do a sound check at the podium.
Hi there. Mind if I slide into your DMs?
But you're right in front of me, Jennifer. IRL, unfortunately.
Of course. But look, everyone knows that awful Helen is doing a frightful job in justice. It is time for a new set of eyebrows in town.
What makes you think I would demote Helen?
Well, I...
Attention, stewards. A fire has broken out at Helen McEntee's Safe Spaces Seminar. Can someone please acquire an extinguisher? Fairly urgently now.
Oh dear.
Look, I run off my feet, so I'll cut to the chase. I could do any brief you want in the cabinet.
You mean the cabinet?
If you need me, I'll be spending the afternoon leading an accent removal class.
Sorry, what?
Take a leaflet. I could make Peter Burke sound like Richard E. Grant. Just give me a chance. I'm ready for the big leagues. Sashay away.
Ugh, this job sucks.
I've got this thing. Stewards to the McEntee seminar, please. Several people are now fighting over the extinguisher, and the vintage election poster stand is being looted by young hooded Fine Gael. Nurse, please, as well. Helen has managed to put herself into a headlock. In the name of all that is sacred and divine.
Hello there, and welcome to Sunday with Miriam. My lovely guests this morning are 2 men who some would love to see cancelled. Oh no! Louis Walsh, listeners recently saw you on Celebrity Big Brother, where you were a sort of cuddly old curmudgeon with the emphasis on old, weren't you?
I had to be the villain, Miriam. Every panto needs a villain, and Twink wasn't available. Plus, nobody knows her in the UK. She's yesterday's woman. She's a joke. She's vile.
You see, there you go again, Louis. Have you ever heard the mantra, you say it best when you say nothing at all?
You know Ronan Keating is a has-been, right? He hasn't had a hit since he sacked me. He's nobody. He's so over. It's over. He's gone. He's sad.
Oh, is Ronan Keating dead? But well, let me quickly explain all of his failures in life and his character flaws and his
personal... We'll come to you in a moment, Dave.
I mean, look at Dave here. He looks old. His hair looks like it's tried to get away to book into a clinic in Switzerland. Hello, it's over. You're over.
Louis!
Yeah, you went too far there. I mean, if it was dead, of course, you can make fun of me all you want.
Look, at least nobody can accuse me of being fake. No, you know, the same can't be said for girls aloud. Or middle-aged mums aloud, more like. They're past it, Miriam.
It's sad. They're over. Yeah, they're over. Dave Fanning, you've made headlines for speaking ill of the dead repeatedly. What's wrong with you, dude?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like this, you know, I call it like I see it, Miriam. Just because someone's dead doesn't mean they deserve a eulogy or some kind of hagiography.
But they do. Christy Dignam, lovely Shane McGowan.
It's
a beloved stars that you trampled on.
You've got the worst timing, Dave. You know, like Jedward in that Gas Networks Ireland ad. You're not funny, lads. It's over. Vile. Sad. I got 5 million from them. I'd take another 5 million.
Louis, my question to you, Dave.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of dying?
Sorry. What?
I mean, is it a deep-seated fear of your immortality which is fueling these outbursts?
Look at me. I'm like Oprah.
No, Miriam. No, not at all. No, I don't think so. No.
I mean, you're retired. What? Your best days are clearly behind you.
No, I'm not retired at all. I actually do Saturdays on RTE Gold.
That's over.
Lovely RTE Gold. Yeah. Radio for people who get up for a whiz in the middle of the night.
Sorry, what?
Say hello to Ronan Collins' dentures for me.
That's right. You're over. It's over. You're all over. Go and die, the lot of you. You're all over.
The show is over, in fact, for this week. My thanks to my guest.
Here, do you know your man, John Bruton?
Give it up, Dave. No.
Good night, Dave. I'm never doing reality TV again, Miriam. Dermot Bannon, call me. I want to spend the Jedward money on Windows. Dancing with the staff. I'm available. Ireland's fattest family. I'm here. Take me.
That's right. Yep. Thank you. Welcome to this Ardesh as your TikTok Taoiseach elect. And if you thought Leo was really, really out of touch and full of his own importance, you ain't seen nothing yet. Fine Gael really, really looked like we're bedraggled, haggard, and in a certain light, our backbenchers look like the bits of corpses sellotaped together. But I'm the fresh-faced, grey-haired future of this party. Sure, about 15 out of our worst ever tally of TDs are not running in the next election, but I intend to stretch that election out to the very, very last minute. It won't be this year. It won't be the new year. It'll be March if I really, really have to, but by the stroke of the last possible midnight, and I'll even use the time change to squeeze an extra hour in the Taoiseach Talks office if I need to. Hell, I might even drop out myself like I did in college. Because if you thought that I was a quitter then, you ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you. Priority one will be deleting the parts of my wiki page that mention my time in hell. Let me tell you, to anyone who brings any of that up, I'll be saying block, block, block. To anyone out there who says, how will he fix housing after Fine Gael spent 13 years converting Irish people from hopes and dreams to rental prisons, I say to them, Sinn Féin, we're in the raw. H block. I'm going to really, really rev, va-va-voom, verve, and shout performatively, because if you thought Ella McAtee was totally out of our depth, you ain't seen nothing yet. Let's keep the recovery going. Law and order, welfare cheats, free johnnies for everyone except the old people giving up their seats, because we are Fine Gael. I am Simon. We are a community, like the Simon community, except we don't do the caring for homeless thing. I am the youngest folk in Irish history. Let's make Ireland grey again. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, he's been Taoiseach for 4 years and 4 months, even though he mentally checked out of the job a year ago. But this weekend marks the very last one for Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who bows out of office now. We look back on the greatest hits of Dr. Leo. It's been totes emosh, bro.
I will be a Taoiseach for young people who get up early in the morning to emigrate. Lol, Kato. Yeah, we're selling the country to vulture funds with tax breaks to gouge working families raw. But more importantly, I can bench press 100 kilos. After careful consideration, following a meeting with my insanely inflated spin unit and love-bombing 58 journalists by text, I've concluded that yes, women have the right to choose. So long as that choice isn't choosing to live in their own home. I know peeps see me as a posh D4 liberal elite, but I'm only a pretend toff. Castleknock is actually on the north side, close to Blanchardstown, home of the €2 fake tan. I'm gonna be sick. Sup guys, I'm new to Snapchat. Just use the hashtag ledgebag or kings of Leo. Here's my mindfulness thought of the day. Welfare cheats cheat us all. So call my snitch line on anyone wearing a tracksuit for a signed Leo for Leader t-shirt and a chance to win a confidential document in the post. Later. Well, Miriam, I'm here today to say that yes, I am a gay man.
And I'm proud that just one look at me smashes that horrible stereotype about gay men that they've a great taste in fashion or a fun personality. Big, long, egotistical walk up to the podium and cue COVID speech. This is a St. Patrick's Day like no other. Insert teeny quote and movie reference and watch my self-satisfaction rating soar. God, I love this nation of compliant losers. I've always said we're in this together. But Neffet are also totes a-holes, Claire. They're not on the PUP. They're not going to lose their jobs. Also, neither am I. Heck, we're still claiming mileage even though we can't travel. What a country. Certainly, a lot of people say that I've zero empathy, but it's not true. I just have resting rich face. Count Corla, I absolutely regret Leo the leak. I should have just sent it by weed transfer link instead of sending it in the snail mail. Ugh. One of my actual regrets is not asking Amazon to kill off Unpust, so I'm sorry. Can I just say, Tiny Tim should have got a job. I mean, what a loser, Pop. As I said in Hot Press, Ireland has actually one of the lowest homelessness rates by international standards. I mean, it's very low compared to, say, Manila or Mumbai. Everyone needs a deposit to buy a house. People do it in many different ways. Some get money from their parents. Lots of us did. Why can't these pubs tap their trust funds early? It's not my fault you can't afford 3k a month for a shed sit. Yes, rents are high in Ireland, but the grass isn't always greener. If you compare rents in Blanchardstown to equivalent areas abroad like Beverly Hills, Upper East Side New York, Buckingham Palace, Blanche is only slightly more expensive. I'm a public figure, I accept that, accept criticism, but what's not up for grabs is my personal and private fridge. Pre-cooked, lidless omelettes have feelings too. They didn't cause child poverty, only occasional E. coli and highlighting. Today, I take the humble decision to step down. Housing is broken forever and Fine Gael is in bits. I've nothing left to break. So I'm going to wait now for my pension in the board of some tax-avoiding, morally void brand that flourished under Pascal Nomics. Dear Kylie, over and out, I brought myself down. So much potential melted by every one of my friends. With every election lost, the battles were still fun. I was good at Brexit, the Pope's visit, whistleblowers and stuff. And I'm kind of chuffed with myself about all these things that I have done. Leo